Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast. First episode back for 2023. It's a new era, guys. I had to press record ASAP because Lil just asked Nate to buy a bike to go cycling with Corey. And I said, no, we're not having this discussion right now. I'm hitting record, done.
So, hi, everyone.
Hi, Ren.
You're involved.
If you want to be.
Do you have something to say about the bike?
I just wanted to say hello to the people that are listening, if that was okay.
Yeah, sure.
Tread gently today. I'm a bit emotional, a bit pregnant, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Take your glasses off. I cannot deal with you.
Because I have arrived to Steph's and they are glammed up to the nine. Don't try and pretend that you always look like this. Ren's got her hair, earrings, a fucking pantsuit.
Like a knitted jumpsuit. Like, come on. Let's not be dramatic.
It's winter outside. Steph's in a shirt, mini shorts, handling Jessica today. Simpson.
So I had to put makeup awkward. On this morning because that's what I do when I need to lift my energy vibration. Today, not good. Again, with the childcare drop off. And I was like, I have to put makeup on.
I'm just in, like, obviously, as always, my skincare era.
Mm.
And how good does it feel not wearing makeup?
Yes, it does. Mm.
Well, sorry, but I've got a bit of hormonal acne at the moment.
Well,
so
there's
I can't.
Stuff to fix that.
Yeah, well, I'm trying, but you know the ones around the chin apparently are hormonal. I've literally got a
line.
No,
they're chocolate.
Oh,
aren't
well,
they?
That makes sense.
Are they chocolate?
I think they're both. I mean, I think.
Which makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Because hormones, you're eating the chocolate because the hormones.
The donuts with the chocolate. Let's not forget all the sugar. Yep. Yes. So
we just have to debrief because it's literally been nearly a month since our last podcast recording, and I haven't seen you guys since I went to Sydney. Everyone's done their own thing over the break, unless you guys have been having secret catch-ups without
no.
me.
Yeah, well,
a couple
your birthday.
Of times.
Well, that wasn't secret. I couldn't go because I was in hospital, you absolute no. bitch.
We haven't seen each other. I haven't seen anyone, really.
Yeah. So what have you been doing with yourself?
Well,
I feel like I've seen you.
Yeah, I know,
because we talk every day. It's the same thing. Why put yourself out there if you can't be bothered?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I need to touch on this. Oh. I'm in a new, and so are you. Mm, this true. 2023, I'm bringing a new energy to the table.
Why is Ren and not me?
No, not together. I mean, like, she got out the house yesterday and caught up with friends.
Oh,
yesterday okay. morning, and I've been like making this effort.
I'm there.
Easy. Do I get a here?
Here.
And I'm making a conscious effort to catch up with people I genuinely care about on a weekday. Yeah. I'm initiating it. I'm getting out there and I feel better for it.
So that's why I haven't seen you.
Like, I've cut you out. I'm keeping you for the podcast because.
Actually, Ren, we're calling you here today because we're finding that
three in the podcast isn't really working.
Maternity leave's not going to work for us, so I'd rather cut you off now.
Yeah, it just makes sense. You're pregnant.
Guys, I told you to tread very gently today.
Actually, I'm having a bit of LOL.
I worked at a workplace once that were like, you're pregnant, it's time to.
I remember that.
Time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I didn't get maternity leave at my job supporting students with Down syndrome, and I was permanent full-time.
That's not right.
They didn't give it to me. No, they said it was never part of the contract, and I said, well, shoot me dead for assuming that in Australia. In this day and age.
In a government role, really.
A cherished role. A necessary role in a Catholic school.
Yes.
That I would be granted that. But
yes.
I get a here.
Here.
And so wow, this energy today. I'm exhausted already. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
We're leaving you in 2022.
We'll move on from the here. Ren, what did you do for New Year's? Chrissy?
Christmas, family stuff, then went over to the family holiday house, which was hectic with all the kids. But
how was the drive over there on your own?
I didn't. I refused to do that. Dad's like, I'm not letting you drive over there with those boys.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was concerned.
So Dad put the seats in the back, all went together.
Oh, nice.
Less. So, no, it was
good. I die that your poor parents can't get rid of you.
I know.
No matter how hard they try. Now, it is 2023. I think we need to address what the listeners want to hear. You are in your single mum era.
I am. Signal.
Signal
for help.
Signal
SOS.
Can you hear me? Yes.
So, yes, I'm actually single mum pregnant.
Single and pregnant.
Yes. Wild.
We could start a new show on AU.
What do you mean?
Like a reality show.
Yes.
Well, I do need that for my life.
Like
it turns out.
The hills, like the hills, but.
The single and pregnant.
And you're Heidi.
Oh,
nah.
And I'm Spencer. No.
I'm sorry. Ren, we're going to come back.
Yeah, come back.
We're going to circle back to the single and pregnant, but I just have to say that last night I had tears. I had insomnia. Ren, you'd fucked off to sleep by this point. And me and Lil went down this rabbit hole. She sent me these videos of these killer whales that were hunting sharks. And
because if you haven't Googled orcas before,
it's not all free willy.
It's fucking terrifying.
They are the apex predator of the ocean.
They kill great white sharks. Like hunt them.
Bully them.
They hunt them. In this one video. Sorry, I just one no, video. Let me.
Oh.
How did you get on to that?
Well, it's kind of a history with us. Like, yeah, Steph's never liked whales.
Yeah, because right. What I was
and I don't say, like sharks, so it's like a match made in heaven.
And how I got onto this conversation was because Lil said I was Heidi, which if you knew our conversation last night, she's been cruel because last night she told me that if she was the last one here, she would scatter my ashes in the deep, dark ocean and feed it to the orcas. And I'm rolling on from that because now you're calling me Heidi and it was nasty last night and it's nasty. And I just want you to be kind, yeah. Okay?
2020.
But I'd rather be at this stage. LC is fucking annoying, in my opinion, Lauren.
I didn't problematic. Say I'm
Audrina.
She is such an era, though.
Oh, can we not talk about that show? Because I haven't really watched
and
it.
And just as a service announcement, Laguna Beach is now on Netflix.
Wow.
So thank me later.
And Harry Potter's back on Netflix.
Wow, actually, I need to get into that.
Yes. Now, have you guys got Binge?
Yes.
No.
Holy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like Foxtel.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's HBO.
Not sponsored, wish it was. Because not cheap when you add up all the subscriptions at the end of the month.
I reckon I've got $100 worth of Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Binge. Netflix. Hey You, Disney Stan. Plus, Netflix, Stan. Which Stan? Live your game at this stage.
Yeah, like Friends. What else?
And Friends is on Binge, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe I need to get Binge.
And yeah, because it has like, you know, Paw Patrol, like live kids.
Mm. It's literally Foxtel on steroids.
And it's like a live channel rather than.
Well, there's a few. There's a mix. White Lotus. Can we touch on it?
Oh, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, I've been told to watch that.
Yeah. And do you know what else she needs to watch, which she's never seen, that we're going to roll in your grave? You.
Holy. And you know what? Being in your single pregnant era,
like there is no time. Better time to be binge watching TV.
On the couch every night on my own.
I'm two of Ginny and Georgia. Oh, very, great very show. Good. Very, very good.
I heard a lot of tears.
Maybe I don't need to watch that.
Oh, great show. Oh. You do.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. And you might be grateful that this little baby's a boy when you watch it because the dynamic between the mum and the daughter.
Oh, scary shit.
Scary. Teenage daughters.
Just circling back. So I had to move house, like it happened quite quickly. Now I'm not going to go dig too far into what happened with the relationship.
You guys will have to subscribe to our
behind the paywall.
That's a paid episode. But pretty much in a nutshell, had to do what was best for the boys and I, and that was to be on our own. So that is where I'm at now.
It's very
cool.
I'm
at a new house. It's really nice,
stunning,
starting fresh, feeling like a new woman, really, and just growing this baby.
People would also be eager to know it's obviously a boy, and I think we should be like really raw and honest and normalize gender disappointment.
Totally.
Hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
I'm not like, it's going to be a beautiful, healthy baby.
Of course. But yeah, I was, you know, I said, a healthy baby, of course, but in the back of my mind, especially because everyone around me was like, it's a girl, when I saw that it was a boy, I was like, what? Like, I was actually a bit, like, confused. I was like, no, everyone thinks it's a girl.
Because we are a
bit psychic.
It really did feel like a girl energy. Maybe this baby's just going to be really sweet and nurturing.
Or feminine.
Yeah, feminine.
And also I had like plenty of psychics tell me that it would be a girl. So I was like genuinely shocked.
Me, Steph.
Steph, what did I say when I saw the gender?
Oh, fuck me. But I was recording in case it was really like gorgeous and going to go viral on TikTok.
But instead.
We've not resurfaced the video. But
and then I got a laugh. There was like the gender pop balloon video and it was in black and white. And someone commented, well, you can tell by the body language it's a boy.
And when we called your mum.
Oh, yeah. She's like, it's, I was like, Mum, it's a boy. And she's like, it's not.
No, she goes, true?
Oh, true? Three boys. Oh, okay.
You're like, yes, it's not a prank, Mum. It's another boy.
Anyway, look, I'm strong. I am happy with where my life is going. Everything's fine, guys.
You get what you what the need.
Universe
correct. Not what you want.
Yeah.
So will we
yeah,
be
you're a boy mum.
Your birth partners then.
How many people I can have in the room? You know I'd have you all. Yeah, all yeah. of TME community actually.
She'd have us blogging.
Yeah.
I could do that.
A live feed.
Yes.
Yeah. They go super viral.
I love them. I live for those. I love you, birth
Ren,
vlogs.
We should do when you're in labour.
Yeah.
But you'll have an epidural probably, so there won't be much to.
It's still.
You can bung it on.
Yeah, but you
abuse.
Won't be.
But also it's still relatable. So many people get epidurals.
No, I mean like you won't be in pain. It's not like much to watch. When I had an epidural, I was like laying on the bed eating snakes, watching
oh,
TV.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Just,
yeah, but. The labour, me and labour would have been a sight to
Holy
bloody live stream.
I get
PTSD.
Yeah, and my heart stops a bit when you talk about labour because I wasn't there, but it sounds
felt like horrific.
All to the soundtrack of Mamma Mia just kills me every time.
Like,
so how do you feel about being single and pregnant? Because I know that leading into announcing that you had a bit of anxiety about. You know, social media isn't always kind. Were you worried that people are going to be judgmental?
Of course. I mean, look.
And you had a comment.
Yes.
The comment was, why would you have a child with someone you knew for a minute? So, yes, of course I was nervous. But look, 99.9% of people were so kind. Because
I thought you were about to pull out like a real stat then. I was like, yeah. Whoa, 99% of.
Shut up. I thought it was going to be about single you know, parenting
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course I was nervous. And even some of the kind people, I'm sure they had their judging boots on and that's fine. But, like, this is my
Take
life.
Take them off. Yeah.
Whatever. This is my life I'm living. So if people have something to say, then
say it to your face.
Yeah.
All right, so you put up a question box, right?
Yeah, I did. So we spoke about this earlier, childcare struggles. Someone said their baby is starting soon. How can they make the transition easier? And absolutely gorgeous question, but I wish I had an answer.
As I said, why are they asking Steph, someone who uploaded to the internet her crying with funeral music about drop off the tips?
Lil messaged me saying, why have you put funeral music over your reel? And I said it accurately depicted how I was feeling on the inside.
I get Abby pulled off me. I'm calling them. I feel sick. Like this has been gone. It doesn't stop as well, but one thing I will say not that we're one to give advice, but is consistency. Mm. There have been so many days in my life where I have felt that it's easier just to keep Abby home.
100%.
Like it would be easier to have him home than have to deal with the heartbreak of a drop-off.
Mm.
But every single day that you stay consistent is a day closer to them being more settled. And by disrupting that, by being like, fuck it, I'm just keeping them home.
First start, just do the time with them at the centre. Like make them comfortable while you're there.
Yes.
And then I felt like that helped a bit, not much. But, you know, at least they know that you know it's a safe place.
That's what I was going to say.
If you're making the time, like, you know, play with them there, make them feel comfortable with educators. That's probably my biggest thing. But, yeah, it's still fucking hard.
And the same thing, like, with keeping them home and dropping them there, when you're taking them there when they want to be home, that's, again, showing them that it's a safe place.
Yes.
And one other piece of advice that I love from an educator was, as much as you want to try and sneak out, wave goodbye.
Yes.
Like, you need to say goodbye because it's one of the most important parts of it. Because
agree.
And show them you're happy. Don't walk out being like, bye, darling.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you're going to have the best day.
Yes.
Even though they're crying, they're seeing you say goodbye.
Yeah.
And they're seeing that you're comfortable leaving them.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, they're settled within 5 minutes.
I try and use the same language too. Like, you're safe with so-and-so. You're going to have so much fun with so-and-so. Mummy will be back. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Every day when I pick Rosie up, she's having the best time. Like, time of her life, you could say. Running up to me, hugs me. We get in the car and I say, how's your day today? And she said, I had the best day ever. I said, see, what you need to remember when we're going to childcare is that yesterday you had a really great day and these were all the fun things you did. And
to send you photos so you can look at them at home and be like, what did you do here? Mm. See, you're having so much fun playing with so-and-so.
Albie loves watching the videos and the photos in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea too. When they're going to school as well. I feel like it's setting them up now
Oh, well, it
to
is.
Be prepared for school. And that's what I keep reminding myself. Like, I am setting her up for school.
Totally.
And that ties into another question that we got, which said, how do you guys deal with mum guilt? So
we don't.
No.
I am such a better mum when we have that time apart. I can give so much more.
Yes.
So I feel like that is just so important to remember is the days that you have together that aren't in childcare, so those days off are amazing days because they're in childcare. If you were together at home 7 days a week all day, you wouldn't be – it wouldn't be bloody rainbows and butterflies. You'd be like, shut up. Like you sometimes like that with childcare.
That's what
this is just
this
a quick shout out to the school mums, by the way. I see you. I feel you. Holidays are hard.
Yeah, day in,
day out. It is hard. And, like, I'm sure there's a lot of parents at home listening and being like, well, I'm with my, you know, child every day and, you know, you just get it done. Well,
and you're
I
a superwoman.
It is so hard. It
like,
is
but so good hard. For you, but there are mums that need the break.
Yeah.
And the kids need the break too.
They do, and like, it's okay.
Sometimes when me and Abby do spend too much time together, he's like ready to be like, see ya.
Yeah.
I need some new faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's stimulating for them. So you've got to remind yourself of all the reasons why it's beneficial for your child to be there or for whatever it is that you're feeling mum guilt about, like instead of just focusing on the negatives because your child's not going to look back and think of it. Yeah. The way that you create it in your mind, if that makes sense.
There's a few Instagram pages that I've started following that I'll try and share, and they don't stop mum guilt, I guess, but they've helped me with a few parenting skills. For instance, like it's a lot around their behaviour. I don't know. It explains their behaviour so well and why they have those meltdowns, and it stops me from getting frustrated when I usually would, and then I'd get mum guilt about that frustration later. So like a few things like that have helped me so much because in times that I'd, usually be like, this is too fucking hard, I'm like, oh, he's probably doing that because of this. And then I've completely eliminated that mum guilt that I'd usually get.
Yes. You have compassion for, like, understanding
for situations. And then my other piece of advice for mum guilt is, like, when I have Abby for a full day, I really try and be like, what am I going to do today, even if it's half an hour, 10 minutes, an hour, that is going to make him be like, that was the best day ever. Because really all it takes is 10 minutes or half an hour out of a kid's day to make them be
like that.
Yes, like that's like enough
all day.
For them.
Yeah.
The statistics around how much attention you need to give a child for them to feel like on cloud nine is nothing. It's wild.
Yeah. I know. It's so
it's like
sad.
If you just pick like –
I'm going to start sobbing.
Funeral music. So like, yeah, just try and pick one activity or one – yeah. Like even if it's going to the playground. I mean, Abby went to the movies on Monday.
I was so fun.
And like,
I was jealous.
He spoke about it for like 12 hours. Yeah. Like, and now – he just keeps talking about Puss in Boots because he's like, I went to the movies and I ate
with
candy. Yes, went with mum and I ate candy.
And Gracie wasn't so there to steal my time away.
And he kept saying, not Gracie. And I'm like, that's right.
That's right, honey.
Just you.
Yeah.
Rosie started doing that, which she just wants time away from Luna. Like, she started going to her room to play or do whatever she wants. And then she'll be like, Mom, Luna's annoying me.
Yeah.
They fight.
My kids
physically
do.
Fight.
What
my
happens
kids do.
Is
Luna is the antagonist in the relationship and she'll go up to Rosie, steal her dummy, steal her mini.
Yes, he does. And it turns into a brawl.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's one.
Yeah.
And he's three and he's a boy and she's a girl and they brawl. And I'm like,
crazy.
You're no scary girl. Can we stop? Can we stop? Abby's really weirdly hit this jealousy age. And it's almost like way worse than the newborn phase. Like because Gracie's doing things and she's the center of attention.
And everyone's gushing
over
her.
And everyone's obsessed with Gracie. And to the point, like, if she's doing something, he goes and grabs the toy and he's like, look, I'm doing it too. And you're like, yes, you
my
are.
My heart.
Or Ren, you saw it the other night. Mum, look at me. And I'm like, yes,
like just taking off his T-shirt and we were like, oh, my just God, Albie.
Very sad now. I have anxiety. What's the next question? It was a super cute question someone asked.
You are all bundles of beautiful energy. Very kind. What is one thing that you each do for yourself each day? Ren.
I like my skincare routine, thanks to Lil getting me onto skincare.
Same.
But, yeah, Pilates, love Pilates.
Yeah, and you do favour a walk too.
Love a walk.
Yeah, you do.
Love a walk.
Loves a walk. Well, my non-negotiable now too is my skincare, because Lil got me onto it. She sent me all the products to get. Do not feel complete or fresh.
Glowing, to be honest.
Thanks. And another one that I love, and we wrote this in the Facebook group the other day, I just, once the girls are asleep at night, like I'll come downstairs, put everything away in the kitchen, and then I
do. Or leave it, you do. You wrote in the group if you need to leave it.
Yeah, and if you need to leave it, you need to leave it. You just need to do nothing, or I do nothing. When the kids are in bed, that is my me time. I have a long shower, like half an hour, just relax.
Wash away jammies, the sins.
Yep, and then bed. Just watch a show, watch a movie, not think about tomorrow. And that really does recharge my soul. Doing the washing and stuff like that when the girls are in bed. I read somewhere and it stuck with me forever. Never do a job when the kids are asleep.
You've forgotten it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And it's stuck with me forever.
Mine's not as extra as Steph's. I just, my skincare every morning and every night, I do my routine and I live for it, TBH. And coffee. Like every morning I have a coffee.
Yeah, non-negotiable.
I'm a simple girl. Coffee, skincare, repeat.
Like, you know, sometimes it is hard and you do just need a minute. And one thing I'll say is I love you, iPad.
Yeah, iPads are the
And problem. I love you reading eggs.
Yeah, we've always been a lover of reading eggs.
Because sometimes with YouTube, I hear in the background, "Wait, kids, let's put that in there.
Why did you hit me with that?"
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, "What the hell are you watching?" Yes. And but like, I'm a superhero. Go, Spidey. I'm going to get you.
I know what one you're talking about. It's fun.
Like, I don't need it.
No.
This episode is brought to you by ABC Reading Eggs. It was created by experienced Australian teachers to help your child learn to read and prepare for school. And it really works. Watch your child's confidence grow as they follow the guided one-on-one lessons that perfectly match their ability. They'll fall in love with fun games, colourful animations, catchy songs and exciting rewards.
I think last week's question box, but actually made me cry because it made me feel so
like
sad.
Like everything.
I'm mentally unhinged, but it was someone who is a listener and she's a beautiful girl, doesn't have children yet, and she said how us being real and honest, she loves and appreciates so much because it's preparing her for motherhood, but that it makes her scared to have children, and do we regret having children and what do we love about motherhood? If you're a mum, you know, we love them more than anything could ever explain.
It hurts how much.
I cry myself to sleep because I love them so much. Like, you do not understand how much we love our kids. We would never, ever change anything.
No.
Even the shit stuff. Even that is an honour because we get to be their mum.
Settle down.
It is, though. It's
a beauty. It's an honour and a privilege.
And I love when I get kicked in the face.
Like... No, but I'm saying we still get to be their mum in the tough moments. That's beautiful. Yes. What do we love about being a mum? That was the question in the end. And I had a whole list written and then I accidentally exited from our story and it was gorgeous. It was going to be a tearjerker.
Viral.
Yeah, it was.
Well, parenting literally changes your perspective on everything. Single thing. Friendships, relationship. I walk outside now, I'm like, look at that beautiful tree, Abby. And I'm like, who am I?
Look at that bird.
It just changes like that's all. It just changes your entire world.
Mm. The best.
Yeah. What's important in life and what's not. And the fact that no matter what you're going through, you've got your children and they love and adore you.
I'm alone and I'm like, but I'm going to have three beautiful boys surrounding me. I'm literally going to have them and they're going to adore me.
And you're there
no matter what. Like, they love me.
Like, they're obsessed.
Be honest, I won't find a love like that.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, but so I'm happy with that. Three beautiful boys. Like, it just gives me so much joy. And looking at their face when they're, like, asleep.
I love doing that.
The amount of photos. When I get my phone out at night, I'm like, in the middle of the night, in the flash, I'm like, I look so creepy.
And they, start wriggling and I'm like, oh.
But amazing.
I was like going out every weekend getting like fucked up.
Yeah.
And then I fell pregnant and I was like, this is so much of a better life for me.
I know.
And then like... You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I used to live like that. I can't believe I used to buy a new outfit every single weekend and thought that mattered.
I know. Like, what am I going to wear this weekend? Shit, better get my order in. Like,
nothing matters.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, there was another one. It just made me think when I was like, you know, used to get fucked up every weekend about stories. I need to dot point some down. Someone wrote.
Oh, can you share more of your past?
More of your past.
No,
about,
we can't.
We're like.
No.
I just don't know how I survived. And I'm so scared of my boys because they obviously got some of me
in them.
Yes.
That they're going to have.
You're very unhinged.
Very. How did I make it through those weekends when I was legless and blind and, like, didn't know where I was going or what I was doing? Sorry, Mum and Dad. But, like, I was.
It is terrifying.
I had a group of friends and that was just us every weekend. Mm. Like, we would just party until the sun comes up.
The sun. That just reminded me of one night we were going, what was that club called? I can't even remember.
That club.
Well,
in the club. It is a club.
Don't pretend like you don't remember. No, we were probably there every weekend.
It was above EC's.
Oh, Rocket.
Oh.
No.
Oh, Mr. Kim's.
Mr. Kim's. Mr. Kim's,
yeah.
I love that. Love
Mr. Best. Kim's. So much fun. We got out of the taxi to go in there and Rem was finishing a double black. A policeman came up to her and said, hey, this is a dry zone. So Rem was like, and then he knocked it out of her hand. That's but it hit her in the lip.
Dangerous. I'm sorry, it wasn't a double black. It was a small bottle of straight vodka.
Even worse.
That stung my eye so badly.
And Rem was like, excuse me, like, I'm going to report you.
So anyway, I ended up getting a letter in the mail.
Oh. Yeah.
He was furious. I got a fine. At Rem. Absolutely furious.
I got a fine for drinking in a dry zone. I was in my 20s, by the way. This is being not nicer. When I was 18. No, he knocked the drink out of my hand. It went into my eye. Yes, I shouldn't have been taking the sip, but don't touch me. Don't touch my bottle of vodka.
Someone else said, new follower here, can you give me a quick rundown of each of you girls because I feel like I don't know you yet.
Oh, you Whoa. Will, honey.
You will, sister. So, Ren, rundown.
33, 30 years old. 30
and thriving. I feel like she's being interviewed for The Bachelor.
Remember when
yeah.
I got...
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe I need to go back on pregnant. No.
Yes, that would be a keen massive for that? Thing for ratings.
No, I don't think...
No, because be they careful. Contacted me on Instagram and was like...
Yes.
...asking for a video, like a vlog, and Lil was like, oh, well, this will be at the end when they hear your voice. And I was like, that's true because they never... got back to me. So anyway, I'm 33. I've got two beautiful boys, one on the way, which is very exciting, and I'm also single.
And ready to mingle. Good on you, sweetie.
Oh, yes, used to own Honey. I've got another thing in the works, but look, it's on hold now because life is question. Just too
Someone
hectic.
Asked where it
it's
is.
It's called the Honor Society and it's really cute children's clothing.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. And look, I don't know when it's going to happen because – life is really crazy at the moment. Yeah, so with my boys, I have 50-50 care with them. So I co-parent with their dad and we have an amazing relationship. It's really easy. And, yeah, that's pretty much it about me.
Lil?
Hi. I'm Lil. I was about to say I'm 22. I'm
you wish.
I'm 27. Two kids, girl and a boy. Gigi, Gracie girl, and Albie.
Oh, my God. Albie you're on Boo. Fire today.
He is turning 3 in February. Gracie is just over 1, and I own Summer Skin, a skincare brand, natural.
Beautiful, yeah, beautiful.
Et cetera, et cetera. Gorgeous. And Corey is my partner, and he's Love super you, Corey. Cute. He likes cycling.
He's a great gymnast.
He was a gymnast. I wouldn't say still is.
He does I've a seen him flip. Do some amazing flips.
Yeah. He's super talented. Like, he's just good
he
at all
sing,
sports.
He can sing, he can dance.
Yeah, he's, like, not as rogue as me. He's super low-key and just, like, put together.
Or too put together.
Too put together. Some might some say, boring.
Beautiful boy, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous. Good yeah. sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yeah.
Love that. That's me.
Ren and him just.
Great.
I guess it's my new one. No one's going to clap me in. I'm Steph. I'm 29 years old, turning 30 this year. Woo! 30.
Oh, nailed that. Yes.
I've got my beautiful husband, Nate.
Love you, Nate.
It's our 7-year anniversary very, very soon. We've been married 5 years and we've got Rosie and Luna, our little daughters, and our dog son, Frankie. Who is a Labrador and
super annoying.
He's very, very gorgeous.
All labs are.
Big. Yeah, they're invasive.
And they're not smart.
Big.
They're
yes,
not.
He is.
They're not.
He is smart.
He ate your couch.
Yeah, because he's too smart that. And he's bored. And Nate and I both own separate businesses and we do NDIS support.
Maybe she wanted to know like some super interesting stuff. Like, Ren, what's your favourite food?
Pasta.
Steph?
Bit hard for me at the moment because I have the lack of appetite from my meds.
That's cool. She has ADHD.
I have ADHD. That was another question, which I'll touch on that after. I'm going to say, like, definitely before the medication, my favourite food would be, yeah, pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta too.
Yeah.
I love a stir fry.
A curry.
Yeah, you love curry.
Curry with mayo. Said
curry.
No one's eating curry and mayo except you.
Very sick.
Well, I personally love, like, Japanese, Mexican. Mexican's probably my favourite, like, just guac.
What, like a burrito?
Burrito, tacos, yum. Nachos, sour cream. I'll just eat by the spoon, really. Also love, I love sushi. Like, I do.
Yeah. What do you get on your sushi?
I love tuna and avocado.
Yeah, because I just cucumber love it
with a shitload of soy sauce.
Do you eat tuna from the can?
Yeah, I would 100%.
Oh, I wish I could. At me for being skinny.
Question:
would you eat spam from a can?
No.
What is spam?
Like, exactly. Food. Exactly.
Because I saw someone on Instagram putting it on their story the other day.
Like, yeah, no offense. No offense if you eat spam, but I just can't.
Because I think they're doing like a huge PR outreach at the moment because it's been like all through sponsored content.
They need to,
like,
disclose that as an ad because I'm judging.
Yeah, like no one's eating spam. Yeah.
And if you are, that's really cool.
I also love pizza.
Yeah,
yum.
Pizza. But I just love pizza.
Pizza or pasta.
Can't go wrong. I actually feel like pizza for dinner now, but I already got ingredients at home.
Someone said, who do you guys see for injectables? We all go to different people. So
my two are actually on mat leave at the moment. I have two on hand just because it can be hard to get into them. Michelle from Tailored Cosmetics and then Sarah. So they're both local in Adelaide, HMU, if you want to know more details. Someone actually, weirdly, asked that in our Facebook group this morning.
Oh,
you're not in our Facebook group yet.
It's starting to really
It's amping up. And think of it as Instagram but more intimate. Like it's going to be combos. We're going to be like having D&Ms in there.
Or if you want to say something in a comment, like venting about your husband, you can say it in the group because he's not a member, he can't see.
Or if you listen to an episode and you're like, fuck, that was funny, let's get a convo rolling about it.
You can also ask anonymously, which I think is so cool.
And important.
Yeah, very. And where do you go for Botox?
So I go and see Ruby Attard. She has been one of my friends for a very long time and she works at Self.
Yeah, and I'm at Fika and they do – so it's spelled F-I-K-A, Fika.
Okay, well, mine's spelled
–
it's actually really good we all go to different people as well.
It's a bit of a different place, but I'm not having Botox at the moment, but – I see Josie and she's amazing, but she's on mat leave. I also do amazing facials and peels. Like I need a facial.
I need a facial.
Clean out.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening today. It's so good to be back.
We hope you enjoyed and we'll see you next week.
2023 era.
Love you.
Bye.